The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So I think something really big is up today. Through the readings we just heard, I have the feeling that today the Lord really wants to grab our attention. One reason I think so is that we have two mountaintop stories today. And throughout sacred scripture, every time the Lord has something very important to say, he says it on a mountaintop. Well, today he takes us up the mountain twice. So that was my first clue that something was up today, but there was another one. Another one that's so clear and so blunt that in all honesty, I don't know how I missed it tucked into this particular gospel reading for all these years. Here it is. From the cloud came a voice. "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Now, just as a side note, I wish that I had reflected on this gospel passage before my personal mountaintop experience a few years ago. I shared that story before, so I won't go into all the details again, but suffice it to say that in my own mountaintop experience, it was literally when I stopped listening to God and decided to listen to myself instead that I fell coming down that mountain. Well, anyway, today, my friends, is the second Sunday of Lent. And of course, as we've been reminded for the last 10 days or so, the three pillars of this holy season are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Now, I don't know if those pillars are intentionally listed in order of rank, but I do think it's important to note which comes first, prayer. So I thought about that and came to the conclusion that if our fasting and almsgiving don't flow from and lead us back to prayer, to quiet conversation with God, then how do we know what he intends to accomplish in us through them? Would God call us to random fasting for its own sake? Would he ask us to give alms to the poor for no better reason than to feel better about ourselves? I don't think he would. I believe the Lord calls us to prayer, and it is in prayer that he reveals what he will accomplish in us if we listen. So today, brothers and sisters, I believe that the Lord has called each of us up that mountain, along with Peter, James, and John. He's called us to witness his transfiguration, in which he is revealing to each one of us the eternal glory God has destined for us in the life to come. And today, we hear the same words Peter, James, and John heard. "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Today, in revealing his divinity, Jesus reveals our destiny if we listen to him. Well, now I need to backtrack just a little bit to the first reading, our mountaintop experience with Abraham and Isaac this morning. Now imagine we're there. Abraham, having heard what the Lord asked of him, believed that the Lord had their ultimate good in mind and offered his obedience as his sacrifice. Isn't it interesting that our words for obedience and listen come from the same Latin root, obedire? Think about that. Because Abraham listened, because he was obedient to the Lord and responded in faith, we now are among the countless descendants the Lord promised to him that day. So where would we be today if Abraham had not been a man of prayer? If for any reason he had decided not to listen to him? That is, after all, a choice that Abraham could have made. So could Peter, James, and John in their experience on the mountaintop. They could have settled for Peter's suggestion to set up what I imagine to be a sort of roadside attraction. 3 tents to commemorate the event. Well, thank goodness that they too decided to listen, even if they did not know yet what Jesus meant in saying that he would rise from the dead. So here today, my friends, roughly 2,000 years later, almost 4,000 years after Abraham, here we are, with the Lord calling each of us by name. He's calling each one of us for a particular role in his plan of salvation, a specific mission he has for each one of us, through which he will not only lead us to our eternal destiny, but he will lead countless other people if only we would listen to him. But let's face it, it can be frightening listening to the Lord. Abraham had to have been horrified. And we're told in the gospel that because he, James, and John were so terrified, Peter was at a loss for words. And you don't often find Peter at a loss for words in Scripture. So I think it's fair to say that we're all at least a little fearful of what the Lord may ask of us. Do you think maybe this could be why we have created so many other things to listen to? So many competing voices? Because we're afraid? What are we afraid of? Are we afraid that the Lord might be calling us out of our comfort zones and into the mission field of the world that he came to save? If we say we're not afraid to listen, is it that we've made ourselves too busy? So busy that we don't have time to pray? Brothers and sisters, I'm no theologian, but there's one thing I can say for certain about God. If we will allow him time to speak to us, he will. No matter how brief it may be, when we stop for a moment and say, "Here I am," he will speak. We just have to take the time. Be not afraid. So think about it. What if, rather than listening to our own worst fears, we just took the time to pray? What if we chose to listen to him? To listen to the voice of the Lord calling us to be living instruments of his love, calling us to be channels of infinite mercy to flood this world starting from right here in Fishers. So friends, we've heard two mountaintop stories today, and in both of them, the Lord is present, calling out to Abraham, to Peter, James, and John. Well, brothers and sisters, here in this gathering, we are on that mountaintop. Here, in just a few minutes, the Lord will make himself present to us in the blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. He's right here today, calling each one of us to love without holding anything back. He's calling us into his mission to be light to the world, and he's calling each of us to a particular part in that mission. But how will we know what that is unless we listen to him?